This is the audio recording for the Candia Safety Facility Committee meeting for May 24th, 2022.
I'd like to welcome everybody to the Safety Facility Committee meeting, and would you all join me in saluting the flag?
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Sorry about that. Push that right out. So in front of, I think everybody's got a copy of Anthony's proposal on the scope of work that he would provide for the grand total of $72,500. Take a minute and look at it, because I don't think you guys got it before tonight anyway.
What's the front page?
It's a.
I don't have SMS.
Should have that here. Yeah. You didn't give him one?
Yeah.
I already left it.
Any idea, Brian, how much the final phase was going to cost?
No, and that's what I was going to ask him if he was here tonight. I noticed that at the end. It doesn't include this, 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 and this, and that's all kind of. Important stuff. That's all part of the bill. So the design phase for the fire department, but I was not so concerned with that immediately, but the design development phase, which is a little more extensive for the PD, because we've already done the first phase for the PD. Would be future development of the police safety facility design and draft a phasing plan, update the police station, CAD drawings, including more details, space planning, ceiling plans, sections, and design details. We will engage an engineering team to provide mechanical, electrical, fire protection to assist us in discussing energy efficient goals and equipment narratives. Refine the building program. I don't know what that means. We will conduct a building code review, assist owners, the construction manager, to develop a construction budget for the project, and produce a total project budget, including the construction budget, equipment, furniture, and associated soft costs. Assist in developing final budget and warrant article for the 23 town meeting. Support the town in public engagement and project information and graphics. Attend up to 5 review meetings during the course of the work and attend 1 public session. Does anybody have any questions on that part? The work not included in this proposal is septic design, geotech consultants, wetlands, environmental assessments, survey and civil structure, structural, electrical, mechanical, plumbing, fire protection, engineering, construction documents, drawings, specifications, project manual, hazardous material assessment, and the archaeology study and New Hampshire SPO Historic 106 review. You have any idea what that is, Tommy?
Yeah, you have to do a historical assessment for every property.
That's in case we find Indian remnants or something?
Exactly. Yeah.
Really?
And or if they have any historical value or something. So they get it up with the subdivision.
Is there any value there? Or
no.
Cost-wise, I mean?
Yeah, it's minor.
Minimal?
It's $1,000 or something. It's mine. All of those items is
for the
stuff that we would pull away from, and we would do that independently. You know, the septic design, we would get someone, survey, civil, you know, we'll either find someone like Jones and Beach, or again, I still want to try to do as much in-house as we can to save that cost. The hazardous materials assessment, the archaeological, you know, we can coordinate all that, so we wouldn't need that anyway. I think his biggest cost would be taking it from this set of plans at 72,000 to actual construction documents.
And that is...
That's probably the bigger, that's the one line there, number three, that's probably the bigger number, it'd be nice to know.
That's what I was...
And again, end specifications and a project manual. You know, there's different degrees of that if you're gonna send it out to bid, and, you know, it needs a very tight set of documents for it. You know, where he's gonna be working with Ekman, that's what we really need clarification on, is what will that line cost, I think, above and beyond this. The step doesn't scare me, and those are all things that we need.
That sounds like a legitimate cost to you?
Absolutely, yeah, for sure. Yeah, to do those steps and get it to that set of plans, and get it in CAD and the further development, and to get the budget to where it's gotta be. But then when we go to full-blown construction documents, I have a feeling...
Well, that also included, like, that first phase we did for the PD, for the fire department.
Right, okay.
In that 72,000.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
It does, and it also would include the review of the fire department, project goals, initial building plan, and discuss the site, assemble a fire department program of spaces based on your equipment, functions, requirements, refine preliminary sketches to include the fire department need in a full police safety facility. I guess that means, you know, where it's all attached in one end. To meet and review the developed design, refine and develop the design concept with 3D computer models, which is basically what he did for us before.
Right.
For the fire, police department.
Right.
So, I guess I wanted to ask the chief and any other members of the fire department that are here, what is your feeling, Dean, on including, like we did for the police department initially, for the fire department?
I don't know what you mean.
Well, for the fire department, we already got sketches, and we got a layout, and quite a bit of information from Anthony on the police department. Now, that 72.5 would include a similar thing for the fire department. It would not give us, you know, building and all that, but it would give us a design and a 3D concept. And
yeah, but if we're not going to build that fire station for 20 years, is that design gonna even be relevant in 20
Probably
years?
Probably not. You know? It certainly will be.
It wouldn't be a waste of money to spend it, you know.
So is it the feeling that we can just put that on hold? As long as we've got the space to do something somewhere down the road, that's the major thing?
Well, I don't know. You know, when I was here before, I said it would probably be okay to do a plan for the fire.
Right.
But the way things are going, I think you're going to have a hard time just with the police station now. If those numbers that we heard around voting time follow through, and yeah, probably more, I mean, I think we've got to get real here. I don't think we need to think about the fire department now. I mean, you got to think about maybe the PD. And I've always said from the beginning, the PD is what they're the ones who need space, you know.
And I think that goes back to what we said, that the land was the most important thing at that point. And
for sure.
If we got the space for future needs, then it'll happen when it happens.
I guess it's just you got to decide if you want to spend that money now or later, you know. I had said maybe draw some plans now, but I don't know. I thought a lot about this.
Yeah, I know.
In the past, I talked to you about
yeah.
it. I don't know. It's a tough time right now. It's going to be tough.
I know, but, you know, and I've torn the same way. I don't know if everybody else here is, but it's like, do you say no? I mean, are we scared now, or do we still put numbers together and do the best we can and present it?
Well, I think, you know, I've mentioned before, people are going to say, what is it going to cost for the complex? If we don't have some type of idea of what that complex is going to be, I don't think we're doing our job. We have to have an idea, maybe not down to the pennies and everything else, but we have to tell people it's going to be the police and the fire is this. And if, and once we start talking to people, we get the feedback of saying, all right, maybe we got to go to the fire.
I think Dean is right. It's going to scare everybody, that number. I think as long as we've got the room to do something and we've talked about it and thought about it, it's part of the extended plan, I think that's the major hurdle.
is there any harm in giving the voters a choice? Like, say, this is what the complete complex would cost.
Well, remember what they said about the choice thing.
Hold on now. You can give them a choice. This is the complete complex.
Yeah.
This would be the police department with the median. Sometimes if you give people a choice, they'll say one or the other.
I don't know. Anybody else got thoughts?
So
I think that down the road we can push this off, but we need to, while the police department is on target, we need to incorporate all the stuff that we have so that we can put, if it comes to fruition, the fire department over there, septic, well, if we have to put a cistern in, whatever we need, but all of that stuff needs to be designed now.
Instead, well, I don't think there's any doubt we would do that, no matter what the condition or proposal was for the fire. We would have that. That would be our goal, I think. You're right. Because we don't want to be out there digging up and redesigning stuff after.
But that's probably more on the civil side, architectural side, maybe. I make sure we can reach the septic, reach the well. We would definitely set the site up like that, but
because we've already got where the footprint could exist, so it would be very easy to go from that to wherever the septic has.
You've heard me say it 20 times. I mean, if we're not laser focused, I hate to disagree with people, and I wouldn't love to have some concept of the other items, but you know, we're here to build a police station, and we need to. We definitely did the right steps in getting that. I mean, that site is for beyond everyone in this room. That site's going to be somebody else's vision for another day, and it will work terrific, and there will be a fire station there someday, and there may be a community center there, and there may be other things that we can't think of right now. It will be a great site for that, and it's a great spot for it. And that's why I think, Dean, we've talked about, you know, put an addition on here, have a police station here, I'm just looking globally. I mean, that really is the right spot to start to grow this, again, beyond us, what this will be someday. The police should be separated from whatever happens here. And this may even need growth on its own the future, you know.
It definitely needs redesign.
I think it's the right step, as much as it's a big step, to get the police station over there. Do we need to get numbers in line? Absolutely, that's hurdle number two. But to begin to get those numbers in line and then whittle away at thinking about fire department, I just think we're not gonna be laser focused, and we're gonna lose it. You know, I don't think we should be doing that.
All right, so is it the consensus of this committee then that we focus on the PD?
Can I ask one more question?
Absolutely.
And you might have covered it. I missed the last meeting, so you might have covered it. But we talked a little bit about the potential for grant money, more for fire than police. But then we thought the meeting room idea or the training.
Right.
Is that still the case?
What is it called? The EOC?
If we incorporate the EOC, which is going to be the Emergency Operations Center for the town, and make that compatible for police training and down the road future fire training, then yes, we can get grant money for that.
Okay.
If we just write it off as nothing, if we don't incorporate the EOC, we're not going
to
get it.
Yeah, I think we kind of came to that consensus at the last meeting that we were going to include that to move forward, just for that reason, if nothing else.
Yep.
and again, I know Dean and I talked a little bit, and we both were concerned about the impact tax-wise. But again, I think if it's structured so it doesn't impact the taxpayers any more or about the same as what we do now for road reconstruction, you know, if we send either a 20-year bond or whatever, I don't think it'll be that hard on people. I think it'd be a little more palatable than trying to do it in a short term. And possible grants. Obviously, there's no guarantee, but
there's a ton of grants out there.
Yeah, I know, but I'm just saying there's still no guarantee.
when we opened it with the architect and everything, basically his said was, you want to look 50 years down the road. 50 years down the road. And that's, you know, are we losing sight of that? If we have to turn around and build something on in 10 years, it's going to cost a lot more money than if we did it first. Oh, well, and I'd say, you know, we're all out here into the future. We just don't know what's happening with monies or anything else. I think if we don't at least look at these things, we're not doing what this is a safety committee meeting is.
Well, I don't think that we're going backwards if we don't include the fire department at this point. We've got the footprint on there, and it works. And we're not scaling the PD down, so we're still looking at a 50-year plan for that.
Right.
So we haven't compromised that.
No, but what I'm saying is it's still letting people know what the whole, we have to look at, that's my feeling, what it would be to do the whole thing.
That. No, we can't. We can't do that. I don't think so.
I think we have in focus the parcel secures the 50-year vision. We got to put a stake in the ground and get the PD
correct
in place, in play as quickly as we can. I think adding the PD, the fire department, is going to really slow things down, take us out of focus. And having a layout of where it would go potentially is great.
Right.
In my experience, a lot of these joint public safety buildings have that EOC kind of bridging the two buildings.
Yep.
So it's for common use in between them. And I think it would make sense to put it into the PD, build and plan,
yep,
try for grants. There's such uncertainty in the future in the next several years. I think it might be foolish to try to add on the fire department now.
I think we did, I agree 100%, and Russ, I think we did a lot of what you're talking about. I mean, I know it doesn't seem like it, but we had Anthony do sketches. How does that building attach to the future meeting room, that building? Personally, I mean, I did 10 sketches of layouts and erased them and crumbled them up just to really foolproof that site, that this site can be built out in the future. So I guess it's even more burnt into my head that we did our due diligence as a committee, and we vetted that out. And believe me, that police station is going to sit right where it can, and someone's going to say, wow, we thought about where everything can go. I really think we did a lot of work to do that. Now let's, if there was other money available, something else, if something was different, that'd be one thing, but it isn't. Let's just get the police station built.
I agree. Anybody else?
Well, the only thing I was going to say is when they heard about, somebody made a comment about the price tag that they were hearing, just let's put it in perspective. We're spending $2.4 million on the school just to get it back, its maintenance back up so we can watertight it. So that $4 million that we were talking about building the PD versus just maintaining a building.
Okay.
that $2 million that no one wants to pay.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, they all
kind of have to.
It beat the no's by 200 and something votes, right?
Right.
So people understand that you have to maintain the building.
Right. Yeah, and I'm a proponent of, yeah, I mean, $4 million's high in mines too. It's mind boggling. But I also see year after year, it's like, well, you paid $280 for a house 4 years ago. Like, oh my God, you can't even afford it. Now it's $500.
That's a down payment.
Wish I paid $280. You know, it's like you almost can't keep up with it. You almost can't catch up to it. It's like you have to get on board, get on track, do everything we can to seek out local subs and vendors. Once we get this set of plan, do our own due diligence to grind out that budget. And hopefully it won't be $4 million, but you know, we got to get the police station built somehow.
Well, then can we maybe have a show of hands, and if we'd like to, the committee would like to move forward with Anthony's proposal and just have him, I'm not going to sign anything. Obviously, the Board of Selectmen has to approve it, but and have him omit that proposal for the fire department.
Correct.
So we can concentrate. I think you're right. I think we've got the footprint. It works. We'll stick with that, but we'll concentrate on the PD. Yes?
Well, this...
I know.
That 72K includes...
That fire.
Some work for the... For right. The, I don't know so how much.
Right. That'd be a valid question to say,
oh, yeah,
if we knock it out, is it going to be $4,000 that we right. save? Or is it going to be...
I would venture to say we already spent like $18,000 with it.
Okay.
And that was to get us all that PD stuff, mm-hmm. meetings, what have you. So I would say somewhere maybe between your 4 and 18 million should come off of that 72.
4 and 18,000.
Right.
Huh? 18,000. But yeah, we can verify that. Plus, like Tom said, to verify.
We really
that
should
item
have
three.
That as an approximate. Cause we don't. I just don't want to be surprised by
me
that
neither.
Later.
I've already been surprised enough.
Yeah.
So, is that acceptable?
That we can get you a restate the question.
That we get a price from Anthony that omits any of that work for the fire department, and in his scope on the next page two there were work not included with the proposal, and Tom highlighted the construction documents, drawings, and whatever, and to get a guesstimate of right. what that would cost.
A scientific wild guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm sure you can come
yeah.
reasonably close.
Right.
Tom,
so at least we'd know.
What's the geo
price? The geotechnical is, so we would do test pits, and they would test soil bearing where the building's going to go, and we'll write a little geotechnical report up that said it is suitable to support standard spread footings, you know, so they don't need any special foundation for that. I mean, we already know that, but it's, so we'll just try to use the people we use all the time, so we can just keep it to a $3,000-$4,000 report, keep it very simple. We'll do the test pits for them.
So can you do the majority of this? Or?
Yeah, and we would coordinate civil, again,
okay.
only because...
You know,
it's a planning issue too, but
right.
again, I just assume do as much as it can myself, then it won't cost us anything. So that's why I think coordinating civil, geotechnical, archaeological, we can coordinate that slash
okay.
me to get it. There'll be fees for each of those, but we keep it, on
be
this side of the table.
Right.
And just Anthony doesn't have to deal with it. We can just keep it as reasonable as possible.
Okay. Does that sound reasonable?
That sounds very reasonable.
Okay. So is that acceptable that we move forward in that direction?
It is to me.
Yes.
It is to
yes.
me.
Mm-hmm. All right.
I would just look to get a little more clarification on line three here. He says he's going to engage engineering teams to provide...
That's what Tom highlighted.
No, well, that's different. His engineering teams and his added items, that's... He's got to seek out a mechanical engineer
yeah.
for all that stuff, those type of engineering.
Yeah, so he says it's included, and then down below he says mechanical, electrical, and fire protection is excluded. So that's where I'm just having confusion what isn't included.
Okay, yeah.
So he's
going to engage these...
He's going to engage the engineers, but then he says the engineering's not included.
And discuss energy efficiency.
Well, that's different. That's
not
different
the cost.
From...
So
that's different.
He's going to make
a more clarification.
Yeah. yeah.
He's going to send out a team.
Yeah.
And some of those, like you said, like when you go to certain mechanical guys, they'll do that design as part of their package, you know, because they'll work on it so schematically. So I think as he develops those teams,
mm-hmm.
they'll understand what the scope is. But that's what will be in that final light item of that construction
okay.
documents, is all that final engineering of mechanical, electrical, and actual plan.
So you clear on what we want clarification on from Anthony?
With that, and to, do you still want me to check on the clarify on the, where it says, we'll engage engineering teams? So
I would. I would still ask
okay,
the question.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, yep.
Yeah.
No, I've got something that I'm just throwing out there because the police department doesn't need to have a sprinkler system in it.
Correct.
If you put a fire department there, it needs a sprinkler system. If the two systems are there, if down the road the fire department goes in, does that mean the police department has to get refurbed to put a sprinkler system in?
That was supposed to be included.
Who,
right. That was included.
He's included in
that. Yeah. Who knows, but I'm sure the codes between now and infinity are gonna change, right? And the requirements may be down the road, if the fire department ever does get built there.
Well, just like the place up in Conway that burned down, where I was supposed to bring my wife from my 20th, 40th.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You gotta get the years right, you're being recorded. So.
Yeah. How many years was it now?
40.
We just had our 50.
Wow.
All right, was there any other questions or discussion on that part of it? So I guess I had some questions in my mind if we were doing the right thing moving forward. I still think we are. The numbers do scare me a little. But I don't think we're doing our job unless we follow through and at least get the price of what this is going to cost and how we're going to pay for it. So I guess I'd like to continue to move forward and see what Anthony comes up with the next set of plans and whatnot. And we'll also, by then, hopefully have a number on what the next phase is going to cost us, too, on the parts that's not included.
I'd rather start from scratch and somehow solicit all the subs and somehow get it built ourselves, but it's just not possible. Jessica could never muster up enough time or effort or engineering or architectural design to actually physically do that. But in my head, makes me want to do that because you feel like, but you can't do it. It's just too. It's beyond me to pull that much of a set of plans together, unfortunately, to try to pull that off.
I mean, this was done that way, and this was an awesome thing. But
it
like
was,
you say, it was
amazing
over 30 years ago too. So,
yeah. And I drew that parking lot and staked it and built it, and that's as far as my limit could take me. And those guys did what they could with the building, but I don't think I couldn't tackle that police station and tell you honestly that I could handle the site work and design the civil, but it's beyond me, I guess, unfortunately. As much as I'd love to be just somehow wrapping around and going and
calling it
over, I just physically couldn't do it. Yeah. You know, it's unfortunate.
Plus, there's a lot more restrictions and codes and stuff that you have to go by now that
just isn't like it used to be.
Went around,
unfortunately.
Well, you got it started on that property. How many? 10 drawings?
Oh, yeah.
It's
a ton of work.
Yeah.
So, I think, will you wait to sign something
so we get all these answers and we can talk
about it? Because that'll really be the breaking point.
I'm beyond being in a hurry.
Yeah, okay, good.
Way beyond.
Okay, yeah. That's
this
good.
Thing is
I'd rather
taking on a whole
that.
Different life than what it started out to be.
Because we're going to be going to next March is what we're talking about.
We get time. So I'd like to get clarification on all that, and then the committee can discuss it again, and then we'll make that recommendation, whatever the committee comes up with, to the Board of Selectmen, and then we'll have to schedule also a public hearing to release those funds.
Okay. Talking on the house that's there, is there any talk about what's happening? Is it the fire department going to do that, or?
Is that something you're going to do, Dean, or can
what's
you
that?
The white house that's there?
Could that,
is that
be
anything?
Burned as well?
Test fire?
Could that be burned?
Training fire?
Oh, Junior's house?
Yeah.
Where's the wires?
That's a good question.
They're right out front.
Same
I think they're right in front.
They're right in front.
Right out front. Every one of these houses, we get the damn wires like right there. That's why we didn't do Fletcher's house, because
that's why it makes a good practice.
Exactly.
That would be a challenge.
The heck with the house, guys. Save the wires.
We did pretty good. That's all I want to say. We could have let it go. How's the second floor in that building?
I haven't been in there, quite honestly.
Yeah. Isaiah, I don't think there's a second floor.
We'll take a look at it. Yeah. It would be nice to look at it first, okay. And not write it off. It would be great to train on it if you could, if that's what you want to do.
Yeah.
That barn's pretty far back, though, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Towards the barn.
So, that's what we're taking apart, Tom.
No, it isn't.
Yeah. The barn?
Oh, the barn, yeah. The house is pretty far gone. Yeah.
So you're saying, I'm talking timbers, that's an old cape.
Yeah.
You know, rafters, you know, per all really old, cool stuff.
Yeah, quite possible. Yeah.
You know, take it apart. If someone would take it apart and reuse it, it would be great, you know.
Recycle it all?
Yeah.
Is there something that you could look at and see if it is feasible and then find...
Well, I just, Isaiah, we'll go take a look at it. Is it locked up, Tom?
No. It is burnt one in.
Yeah. We can get in.
Yeah.
I'm pretty good.
Yeah, you're fine, but you can get in.
We'll take a look. We'll take a look at it.
So, yeah. You might have a tool in the truck. Is it letting, you know... time frame that would have to be worked on or what have you. I think we got to know that at that point too, because I'd like to see some work being done on the site that people realize things are happening. That's just a positive, not to turn around and do it in deep.
We have to own it first.
Yeah. Well, I know. No, that's all part of it. Don't get me wrong. It's all part of it. But I mean, that's what I say, is putting this all together where how long it going to take you to do some, if you're going to do it or what have you.
Well, if we trained it and didn't burn it,
just
trained it, it wouldn't be a long time. I mean, we could do, like these guys did the training on Junior's house in one day, you know. Did
it, you had to create your own smoke because you couldn't light a fire, right?
Yeah,
we lit a fire, just not controlled.
Contained fire.
For the most part.
So it went well?
Yeah.
Yeah?
And there again, I think it's Junior's is back just a whisker more than Fletcher's, so it might be something we could burn. We'll have to take a look at it.
Is there kind of a safe distance in your mind, or
I
realize it depends on how hot the fire gets, but
My stress level gets pretty high in those close wires.
Yeah,
because it would be a ton of dough, wouldn't it?
It would piss
sure
off
would.
A lot of people.
That's all copper up there.
Oh.
But the other part of me about burning it, that old cape, I mean, somebody spent a lot of time hewing those timbers and stuff, and if those could be saved, if it's worth it to save those, we could probably train in it and then take it apart. You know, somebody could take it apart. There's people that take those old houses apart,
Well, that's what I'm saying.
There is a market for that. So. Yeah.
If you have, when you go look at it and say, yes, it, there could be people, and then how long you're letting people know where it's available, or will you sell it to get the timbers?
Is there a revenue possibility there or not?
I would think probably not. You get somebody to because that has to all come apart by hand.
It's hard to say.
No, so just knowing what
just had that down on Depot Road.
What we might be doing with that building. I'm talking about it's not ours yet, but what I'm saying is that the committee understands time frame of what might need to be done.
We'll go take a look at it. So
in the next meeting, you'd probably be able to let us know if it can be salvaged or might be salvageable.
Kevin, you had a question?
Just a quick question about this municipal bond. This is kind of just a sample of what a 10-year bond, a 30-year bond would be on $10 million. Is that basically...
Did you include that in here? You did that?
Yeah. Okay, so that's kind of a stalking horse, so to speak, is this is kind of what it would look like if you were going to have a $10 million bond. Yeah. It'd be $500,000 a year or no.
Yeah, back in the fall, we did like a 10, a 20, and a 30.
Yeah.
Okay.
See the difference. And that was for $10 million, but now we're cutting back on the fire department.
Right. And this is based on 5% in no tell us that's
going
to
go up.
Yeah.
Okay. Just check it.
Yeah.
That's kind of where I came up with the number that was approximately the same as our road reconstruction.
Right.
If it's a $200,000 impact, that's to me is for what you're getting is probably palatable.
So the last column is the estimated annual tax
impact. Yeah.
Per mil.
Per thousand.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Candy to have.
So we'll hopefully have all that information from Anthony for the next meeting. And is there anything else that we needed for the next meeting?
The date for the next meeting? We have one?
Well, if I think we've been going 2 weeks. That should be plenty of time for Anthony to crunch some numbers. Is that reasonable for everybody?
I think the last time we said something was when we were going to get something from Anthony.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the next time he says something.
So you guys okay with her shooting you an email?
Yeah.
The meeting is scheduled?
2 weeks is June 7th, if we wanted to pick that day. I don't know.
I'd almost say wait till we got some information to talk about.
Right.
Well, he's usually pretty good about getting right back. He's usually back within a couple of days.
Yeah. I think in 2 weeks, we should have that information.
We can go ahead and schedule it, and everybody can put it on their calendar, and if it doesn't happen, then she'll email you and tell you it's canceled.
So 2 weeks from today?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's June 7th, 5 o'clock.
Was there any other questions? How about...
Minutes.
Yeah, we got the minutes. How about, Dean, anything else? From the rest of the guys? Or?
I just got one thing. Listening, you know, we talk about grants. I think going into this, you've got to assume you're not going to get any money from
grants. Correct.
And I wouldn't spread that. You start spreading it out to people, and they're going to expect it. So you just got to assume you're not going to get any money in the numbers. The number.
I agree. Yep.
Whatever you get is a bonus.
Absolutely.
And I don't know how it's going to work. Andrew's going to try and write grants. Are you going to hire a grant writer to do it? Or
That's what Joe did when he was in Manchester, so.
I'll help you out.
But I agree with you, Dean. That's, you got to look at the worst case scenario, what it's going to cost. Anybody else? Okay, see that? You got the minutes. Go ahead, Ruff.
Approve the January 4th minutes.
Yeah, that got delayed. Why?
Because you had it in March, the open house here for the people to come
yeah.
to. So in that, you never
okay.
the previous meeting
All right.
minutes.
So that's a motion?
Yes.
Anybody second?
Not second.
Okay. We have a motion and seconded to accept the January 4th meetings. Any discussion or corrections? Nope. Seeing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay.
Move to accept the April 26th meeting minutes.
Second from somebody?
Second.
Second from Rick.
There was an email from Anthony that had an exception to something. Was that corrected?
Yes, it was.
Okay, thank
you. Okay, we got a motion and seconded. Any discussion or changes? Seeing none, all in favor? Thank you.
I abstain when I wasn't here.
And I also had the girls include some information from the Northampton, so if you want to load your brain up with all that stuff. Because I've been by their facility they have right now, and what they have right now would be awesome for Candy if we could just pick it up and move it over there.
Yeah, and they're tearing that down at this price.
So. Good. Is there anything else? Seeing none, motion to adjourn.
Thank you. I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Who first and who second?
Kevin first.
Kevin moved. Okay.
I'll second that.
Okay, Russ second. All in favor?
Something?
Aye. 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 Both? All right. Thank you.